Blog Talk Radio.
You did one hell of a job, and the only thing else I got to say is, how about them Cowboys? Yeah!
Yeah! Yeah! Don't give it to you.
Talk DCX Sports with Travis and Ryan. I'm Ryan. I got Travis once again on the other end. Say what's up to the people, Travis.
What's up to the people, Travis?
Hey, all I got to say is the Patriots stole another one. That's all I can say. They stole another one. I sent a post out the other day, Travis. I don't know if you saw it. Did you see it with Belichick hands on the referee's shoulder, talking about we lose it.
I saw that. Yeah, I saw that. That was funny, man. That was rather hilarious.
Yeah, because that's what he does, man. I don't understand how he keeps pulling rabbits out of his hat. I mean, it's got to be something, and they're not going to find out if he's actually cheating or whatever's going on. And so, like, 15 years after they all gone and retired and everything else, that's what's going to end up happening. Hey, Daphne, thank you for listening in to Talk DCX Sports. Oh, once again, if you'd like to call in and talk to Travis or myself, you can call 646-716-9186. You're going to have to press 1 to get into the queue. I see Barry Scott is watching, so I know he gonna call and talk about his Eagles, which we'll be talking about in a few minutes, B. Scott.
They're brave now. They'll call in now.
Oh, yeah. Philadelphia is going to be off the hook calling my telephone number today. But first, we're going to go ahead and talk about these Jaguars and Patriots. Jaguars did a heck of a job, I think. One call, pass interference. I think that was a good call because it was a helmet-to-helmet. He tried to put the shoulder in there, but he couldn't do it. But the next one, the one that was towards AJ, man, first of all, the ball was uncatchable. That's one. And for two, it was no pass interference. But that's Belichick, New England Patriots, and Robert Kraft. When you got money, you own the world, I guess. I'll be glad when I get that kind of money one day. But the Patriots did win 24-20. And now we're going to talk about the Philadelphia Eagles. Un-freaking-believable. Who knew? Who knew? That's all I can tell you. I know I seen on Philadelphia, Travis. In Philadelphia, did you know they had to take Crisco oil and grease up the poles so these fools don't go out there and clam up the light poles and hang on them?
No, I did not know that.
Man, I seen it on the news that they took Crisco oil and greased up all the poles I guess they could grease up downtown, I guess, because I still saw that they did it in places like Frankfurt and other places. Philadelphia went crazy like they actually won the Super Bowl. But if you ask my opinion, that's probably the closest that they're going to come to a Super Bowl. I got people FaceTiming me right now or instant messaging me saying that is out of control there in Philly. They acting like I ain't gonna repeat that. The city is just going crazy in Philadelphia. They're tearing the city up. I don't understand. Philadelphia's tore up enough as it is. But Travis, they are tearing Philadelphia up. Yes, Philadelphia did win 38-7. Incredible. When I seen the Vikings jump up with a 7-point lead, I said, okay, here we go. They're going to go ahead and take it. But nope, they went stock raising mad. Philadelphia did, and they look good. I got to give them their props. Philadelphia did look good. Once again, if you want to call in and talk to us, the telephone number is 646-716-9186. Once again, 646-716-9186. Once you get in the queue, you press the number 1, and Travis will let you come on in and talk to us. He'll let me know what's going on. Now, I, for one, Travis, thought that the Vikings had too much for Philadelphia, and I didn't give Nick Foles any credit whatsoever. Foles, yeah, you're right, Foles is playing possum. He played an incredible game. I'm really impressed with the game he played, but I hope that wasn't the last incredible game he plays, because, yes, I'm going to say it on the radio. I want everybody to listen to me and listen to me good. For the hatred that I have for the New England Patriots, I would love for Philadelphia to finally get a Super Bowl ring. I said it. I don't know if it's going to happen because Philadelphia don't have as much money as Robert Kraft does. But the way they plan, they do have a shot. Travis, are you still there, Travis?
I'm still here. I'm still here listening to you babble.
You say you do what?
I'm still here listening to you babble.
You listen to me babble. What am I babbling about now?
About everything, man. I really don't want to talk about Philly, but I'll go ahead and do it because I got Philly people on my line right now. In my feed, they up here waving at me and everything. Of course they're going to do that. I ain't heard nothing from them all year. Philly gets to the Super Bowl, everybody pop out over everything. They busting out like Rick James song, every last one of them. Craziest thing I've ever seen.
I ain't going to be a hater because I would love to be in the position Philadelphia is in right now. It was bound to happen. I'm not saying yet they're going to win the Super Bowl. I like them to win the Super Bowl, but it's bound to happen. And they put a great team together, that's for sure. I just can't stand that freaking song that they keep singing all the time.
Well,
Well,
if they put Crisco oil on the poles and stuff in Philadelphia because they don't want people going up the poles and everything, well, okay.
Because, this is what they was doing, Travis. They learned that from the last what was the last time they won something in Philadelphia? Well, anyway, the last time they won something in Philadelphia, they damn near tore the city up. They hanging on light poles, pulling them down. They flipping cars over, stomping all on them, cars on fire and all kind of stuff like that because they went to
not used to winning. Can I say that?
Yes.
How many fires they set in Dallas?
None. Okay. Yeah, but this is the city of brotherly love.
Oh, God. Man, I think I'm about to throw up my lunch, man. I can't believe you just said that.
Hey, that's what they say.
Let's get to some particulars here, okay?
Uh-huh.
I put a post out the other day. And just so Philadelphia fans know, I want to make sure we're clear on this. I do not hate Philadelphia. I'm not hating all Philadelphia. I'm just giving you a taste of what it feels like to be a champion. You know why? Because they talk about Dallas all day, day. They talk about us all day.
Of course.
Dallas is a championship team. You can say Dallas ain't a championship team because, yeah, you're going to the Super Bowl. But understand, this is your third try. This is your third time going. The first time you went, the Raiders tore that ass out the frame, just so you know.
Uh-huh.
The second time you played against New England, pretty much the same thing, ass and frame virtually separated.
Yeah. Well, you know what I said? I said the
now,
first time.
You are going to the Super Bowl for a third time.
Yeah.
If y'all don't pull the trigger this time, if you don't pull the trigger this time, you need to move the Eagles out of Philadelphia. That's what you need to do. If you can't pull it this time, because understand, if you think you're being talked about now, my God, what you left that Super Bowl over with and y'all over there looking stupid. I'm
well,
going to call the New York Post myself and tell them what headline to put up there. I'm going to do it.
Well, you had
and every
like
Philadelphia Eagle fan that's out there now that's done came on my page and has now started to talk all this noise, don't run. Don't run. I want to make sure we're clear on this. Don't run back into your hiding space if Tom Brady and the referees beat up on y'all. Because that's exactly what's going to happen. Don't go running back into your cubbyhole telling everybody, well, I don't really like football anyway. All you so-called Eagles fans that have jumped out of nowhere, and I do mean y'all, you know who I'm talking to, ain't seen you with the color green on all year. I ain't seen nothing. Ain't seen nothing. The Eagles are going to Super Bowl and all y'all sporting all this green gear all of a sudden. I don't understand that. I thought you was a Falcons fan, to be honest with you. You wore so much red during the regular season. I thought you was a Falcons fan.
Low blow.
But all of a sudden, Eagles win, and here everybody comes out of nowhere. Everybody runs out of nowhere. And now you want to jump on the Eagle bandwagon. Fly, Eagles, fly. All right, we'll see. At the end of this game, it's going to be cry, Eagles, cry. Because you're either going to be crying because y'all won the first Super Bowl, or y'all going to be crying because y'all done went to the dance yet again and couldn't pull the trigger. It is what it is. You can talk about the Cowboys all day long. You can tell everybody the Cowboys is garbage. The Cowboys is, I don't care. We're a championship caliber team. We won. Y'all didn't. We went to the Super Bowl 8 times. We hoisted that 10-5 out of that 8 times. Y'all been 2 times, and y'all 0-2. So I'm telling you now, you better win this game so I can put on my timeline Monday morning, much respect. So I can say that because finally the NFC East is complete. Blow this one, and I'm going to talk about you so bad, y'all going to want to crawl back into your mama's womb. I'm going to talk about you. And you ain't going to like it. All that mess y'all been putting on my timeline for the last 2 days, talking about how much garbage the Cowboys is, Cowboys suck, this. Y'all say what y'all want to say. You better hoist that T in Philadelphia, I'm telling you. You better put that trophy in there Sunday night, or you better go steal it. Like they stole Tom Brady's jersey, you better go steal it. You better steal it, because I think that's the only way y'all going to get it. Y'all got to play Tom Brady and the ref.
Yeah, that's true. And Robert Kraft. Hey, you know what, though, Travis? Even though if Philadelphia lose this one, that's 3 Super Bowl losses. But, you know, Minnesota and Buffalo both have 4 Super Bowl losses with no rings. Did you know that? Hello. Are you still there, Travis? I done lost my co-host. I don't know if he hung up or not. See, y'all done drove him. Y'all done drove Travis to not even want to talk to y'all. That's a shame. Okay. So right now we got the 2 teams match up with the Philadelphia Eagles and the New England Patriots playing in Minnesota, which is okay. They got a dome. It's warm. But like I said, I am looking at Philadelphia and New England. I think it's a good matchup. But at the same time, I think Philadelphia finally have what it takes to, yes, I said it, Philadelphia have what it takes to win this time. They're looking good defense-wise. Offense, I'm surprised. Foles is really surprising me. I think he's going to change or get more mature or whatever, but he's doing a heck of a job. He's controlling the offense. defense is, like I said, doing what they're supposed to do. So I'm going to go ahead and say that the Eagles are going to finally take down the mighty, mighty New England Patriots and win the Super Bowl. That's what I'm saying. What's up, O? Hey, Felicia. So that's what I'm going to go out on a limb and say the Philadelphia Eagles will win convincingly, believe it or not. Now, I know Travis Gray say I've been drinking and he want me tested again or whatever, but I think Philadelphia will win. They won't be like the Atlanta Falcons and be up 20-something to 3 and then lose the game. I don't think any other team in history will ever do that. But are you back, Travis?
Yeah, I'm here.
Somebody just said it's my co-host running a bear online.
Am I what?
Somebody said with all the noise and the sounds that was going on back there, I heard them too. They said, are you wrestling a bear online?
No, actually, I'm trying to get this system to work. I had to go to my regular phone because I can't get the system to come up.
What's up, Joseph? How you doing, man? Thanks for calling.
Martin Aguilar, classmate. What's going on, man? Hey, Anik.
Oh. Y'all want to call in and talk to us, y'all can call the telephone number if y'all want to get on the radio show here. The telephone number is 646-716-9186. Once again, I'm going to give you the telephone number if you want to call in and talk to us on the show. The telephone number is 646-716-9186. To get into the queue, press the number 1, because if you call the telephone number, you'll just be hearing us until you press that number 1 and Travis lets you into the conversation. So what I'm saying is, if you want to call in and talk to us, the telephone number is 646-716-9186. If you want to get into the queue, press the number 1. I see Irv. What's going on, Irv? Jacksonville should have won. You're right, Irv. Jacksonville should have won. But, you know, with Mr. Brady and Robert Kraft and all the sneaky stuff they got going on over there, ain't no way Jacksonville, they didn't have a shot. Jacksonville would have had to win convincingly because ain't no way for stuff to change just like that there. And a few bad calls. I had somebody talking to me yesterday. They act like they didn't see the bad call with A.J. Boye running down the sideline. The ball was uncatchable in any football field. You see, the ball is uncatchable, and they both were fighting for position, but it was a pass interference call. That one I didn't understand, and that took a big swing into the game right there. Brady was a gunslinger. He's trying to throw to get the calls, and I think they went to the sidelines, and they talked to the refs and said, hey, we're going to throw the ball downfield, and if somebody touched somebody, call the pass interference. I'm just saying that because football is just getting out of hand now when it comes to this New England Patriots. As you can tell, Travis, I'll get myself heated over this crap. Because when does it stop?
Yeah, you would.
When does it go away with New England, man? How many things you still play books, you film videos, you deflate footballs, and all you get is a slap on the wrist and say, all right, get on that goddamn play. And they've been doing this now for the last 5 or 6 years. And they just keep getting away with it all the time. It's freaking ridiculous how they can get away with so much. In New England, it baffles me. I just don't understand it. And I can go on and on, but I'm a relax now. I'm a relax. We got Travis. We got some Pro Bowl, even though nobody really cares about the Pro Bowl. Just being invited to the Pro Bowl is an honor, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, I could venture out and say that.
Yeah, even if you don't play, because you know you got players on New England who made it to the Pro Bowl, and you got people who made it to the Pro Bowl, and
We got a caller on the line, just so you know. Go ahead and finish saying what you're saying, though.
You can bring him on in.
All right, we got a caller on the line, 770 area code. Last four is 0817. Caller, you're on the air. Thank you for joining us tonight on Talk DC Exports with Travis and Ron. Who am I talking to?
Hi, guys. It's Felicia.
Hey, Felicia. How you doing?
Nothing much. I hadn't heard the first part of the show, but I did come on just in time to hear the person that's from Pennsylvania say that they're going for the Eagles, and I just wanted to know if I heard correctly.
Yeah, I'm from Pennsylvania, and yes, anything is better than the Patriots.
Are you looking at it from an NFC East standpoint? Because if they do win, then we'll be on the division with all four teams having a ring.
I've been saying that for the last 10 minutes.
I haven't listened to you for the last 10 minutes because you've been wrestling a bear.
Now you know who said it. Hey, Tyra. Now you know who said it, Travis.
Damn bear. Yeah, I didn't want to say
I didn't hear the beginning of the show, guys, so if I'm being redundant, I apologize.
No, you are.
No,
you are
I told Ron that I really didn't care either way it go, because if Philadelphia doesn't win Sunday, if they do not win, that's three times they've gone to the dance, and three times they didn't get a chance to meet Cinderella, so it's a wrap.
Uh-huh.
I think they should dismantle the whole doggone team. Matter of fact, they should cut the city up in sections and just go ahead and loan that out to other states. That's what they need to do.
By themselves.
I think they're going to be a force to be reckoned with, though. Seriously, like Ron was saying a few minutes ago, defensively and surprisingly offensively, they are doing really well, and I think they have a good chance.
Well, I don't. As far as a force to reckon with, this ain't the first time Philly's had an awesome defense. This is the first time now.
No, it's not the first time, but considering they lost their quarterback when they did, and their backup came in, and he has done relatively well. So, with all things considered, their season could have ended when Wentz left.
Yep. There's something special going on there right now.
It's a good mix. It's a recipe for a championship. And whoever thinks it's not is kidding themselves.
Exactly. And they believe it. That's the key. All you need is a whole team to buy into it, because their special teams also are off the chain.
True.
Special teams is doing their thing as
well.
It's
a recipe for disaster, Ron. What in the world is wrong with you, man?
I said a recipe for a championship. I don't know what you and the bear said.
You think the bear is still here?
Is something going on?
Irv is saying that Philly don't have a chance.
Really?
Yes.
Why? Because he thinks the Patriots are going to do what they normally do?
I like that. Slide that on in.
That's what they normally do.
Right. I think Philadelphia's going to win this one now. I think they're going to go in there, play smash mouth football, and Brady is not going to know what hit them.
They're going to Hulk smash them. I agree. All right, guys, it was nice talking to you.
Good talking to you. Thank you for calling in. Your first time calling, isn't it?
It is. It was a pleasure.
Well, hopefully it'll be the last.
All right, bye, Bear.
I hear you.
I don't know what to say, man.
Travis, this would not be a radio show if you agree with me all the time, because you never agree with what I say. You didn't agree with me.
No, I didn't say never. I'm never going to. Nope. I won't say never. I will not do that.
All right. Most of the time.
Okay. I can go with that.
But you didn't agree with me when I said Georgia was going to go to the championship? And
oh, geez. We got to go with that again, man.
You know, I always got to throw that in there.
Dude, you base half of your theory on emotion. You never look at defense. You never look at defensive schemes. You don't look at tackles. You don't look run pass. You don't look at anything. You just like them. And that's not a good enough reason to go with stats, man. It's not a good enough reason to go with a team winning or losing because you like them. That makes no sense.
Okay, now let me tell you this. I don't like Philadelphia, but I think Philadelphia's defensive scheme and offensive scheme is going to be way better than New England's.
I'm not saying – I've been saying all year Philly got the number one defense in the league, but then when I saw Jacksonville the last couple of times, the first thing that came out of my mouth was Jacksonville got the number one defense in the league. I said that so many times. And
that's
I feel that they believe the Jacksonville Jaguars, they stockpiled the whole offseason. Nobody watched Jacksonville like I did. I watched everybody they
You're
picked
right.
up. They went on a free agent frenzy, and they took everybody they get their hands on.
Yeah.
Everybody
they even grabbed
their hands on.
They even grabbed one of ours.
So
and I didn't like
when you
much.
Say – when you say those are the two best defenses in the league, and I said if it would be anybody, it would be Jacksonville, and I said either Minnesota or Philly. That was my pick.
Okay, but I understand that. But Jacksonville, they're still growing. The defense just gelled for the last year or two. You know what I mean? They're gonna be a force to reckon with for a while, I believe. Jacksonville is gonna be a force because they built a defense that is gonna be awesome. The quarterback, he vibed off the defense, and I'm not gonna say he still need to be a starting quarterback. They're gonna be looking for one. I wouldn't be surprised if Jacksonville didn't go get Eli. It would be stupid, but I wouldn't be surprised. I wouldn't be surprised at all.
Well, I would.
You say, I don't, yeah. I'm with you. I'm sitting here looking at the, I'm talking to you, looking at the line. Well, I got feedback again, Travis.
I have no idea. I'm trying to get this system to cooperate with me, and it's not going to do it. I'm going to have to go to a manual phone call.
Oh, so sad.
It's not going to let me do it. Whew, I'm so tired of this. it just will not, this thing will not cooperate with me.
Uh-huh. I heard that. Where are you watching the Super Bowl at, Travis?
I've been invited to a couple of places. I just haven't made up my mind on what I'm going to do yet.
Oh, I haven't been invited to any Super Bowl.
Gee, I wonder why, Mr. Popular.
I know. I don't understand it.
Yeah, I don't understand. Nice guy like you, and don't nobody invite you to a Super Bowl party.
I know why.
Come on, you pulling my leg.
I know why. Let me tell you why.
Why?
People probably want to ask me, but they just assumed I was already going somewhere else.
Oh,
how about that?
Well, that's what it is. It was based surely on assumption.
Of course. Of course. Hey, would you like to know who was voted into the Pro Bowl, or do you already know?
What do you mean? Pro Bowl selection was weeks ago. What are you talking about?
I know. But I'm saying.
What do you mean
who
voted into the Pro Bowl? What do you mean?
Who all is in the Pro Bowl? Well, we can't say Tom Brady because he's going to the Super Bowl. But Philip Rivers, Roethlisberger. But I guess who's going to take Tom Brady's? Who's going to pull somebody in for that?
Who's going to take Tom? Nobody's going to take Tom Brady's place. He'll just be on the team, first team or whatever team they have, and on second team, All-American, he'll be on that, and that'll be it. That's the end of it.
I got you. It's so funny. I was just reading something on Facebook here. Somebody said, who in the hell wouldn't invite you and invited Travis?
I know who said it. You still getting that feedback?
Yes. Yes, yes, I am. Well, I'm not getting it right now.
No, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay.
I can hear you loud and clear. So, Travis, once football is over, what are we going to do? We're going to start talking about basketball?
Yeah, I think we'll get on the basketball tip and we'll start talking basketball, man. I don't know what else to do.
You know, that's so funny that I really don't watch basketball until the NBA All-Star game, and then I start watching from there on out. Is that crazy?
No, I mean, it's not crazy. I really don't get that interested in the basketball in the NBA until like the last month of the season when they start doing the playoff pictures and everything and who's going where. And when. Because just to be honest with you, most of the games I want to watch come on so late at night, there's just really not, you know, you got to go to work in the morning and these games don't start at 10 o'clock.
West Coast teams?
And, yeah, especially West Coast teams.
Right.
San Antonio is my team, of course.
Right.
And when you watch San Antonio, their games usually don't start at 10 o'clock at night. And by the time the games over with, I'm not even going to try to front like I want to go to work after I watch San Antonio play. Besides that, San Antonio that fell off, they are just so far below 500 right now. It ain't even funny. Kawhi Leonard's out for the rest of the year, and then definitely for the rest of the year. He hurt aggravated his leg again, so I think that's a wrap. I think that young man's career is probably coming to a screeching halt. So they're going to have to bring out some kind of power forward out of the draft, see what they can get their hands on. You know, San Antonio like to draft overseas anyway. Most of the folks they get are hardcore Nazis. I mean, Germans. Did I say Nazis?
You said Nazis.
Did I say Nazis?
Yes, you
I'm sorry. I was thinking about Dunkirk when I said that stuff. I mean, God, see, look at you, Ron. You got me cussing and everything. And I had to sit here for a second and get my thoughts together, man.
You said that I say Nazis. Well, you know, it's rebuilding time. That's all it is. It's rebuilding time for him.
Yeah, Tony Parker, it's time for him to retire. Patty Mills, it's time for him to start looking elsewhere. They need to get rid of Pau Gasol. LaMarcus Aldridge. I just think that's a collective group of people that just want jail. So, anyway, getting back to the NFL. I'm going to go ahead and put my prediction out on this. You put your prediction out, so I'm going to put mine out. Make sure that we all understand the prediction here.
Gotcha.
I predict Philly's defense will overcome Tom Brady's and the New England Patriots. Therefore, I am saying right now that Philadelphia will win this game if all of them refs catch this strand of the flu and they die.
Man, the stuff come out of your mouth sometimes.
If those referees show up, Tom Brady and New England will beat Philadelphia. It is what it is. Get mad all you want. Get upset with me all you want. But I'm going to tell you point blank. Philadelphia might have the best defense in the league, and they pretty much got the top four offense in the league. It's all fine and well, but Tom Brady got referees. All you got to do is breathe on it. If you're a defender, if you're a Philadelphia defender and you breathe on a New England receiver, pass interference. And when they'll foul you, grab you, tackle you, do whatever, and them refs will just play like they didn't see nothing. They will be a bunch of zebra stripe Stevie Wonders, every last one of them. They didn't see nothing. I'm telling you, that's how that game is going to go. Anybody can get upset if you want to. And all you Philadelphia fans, I'm with you. Y'all finna get robbed.
Really?
Forget a pun.
Uh,
Shut up, Ron. No, you started not to.
That was coming out of my mouth next.
I know what was getting ready to come out your mouth. That's why I said don't do it.
Yeah, you're right. I ain't going to say it, Travis. I'm not going to say it. You know, I'm sitting here. I know we was just talking about the NBA for a second, and I was looking at the Eastern Division standings right now. And you know the Celtics is on top?
What?
The Celtics?
The Celtics on top of what?
No, the Eastern Conference.
The Celtics they got the best record in the East, man.
That's what I said. They 34 and 13. Mm-hmm. And the Raptors are 31 and 14, and the Cavs are 27 and 18. So who was the real star Cavs? Was it Bron?
No, they Bron right now. They're not playing up to their potential right now. I don't know what's going on with LeBron.
I don't know. But they always
in it. I don't
know
neither.
They're always in it though. But I'm just surprised that they're number three. The Heat's number four, and the Wizards are number five. Ooh. When was the last time you heard that?
Don't know. I do know that Pat Schumer's the Giants' new head coach. What do you think he's going to do coming out of Cleveland?
You know what? Coming out of Cleveland, they're going to do good in preseason, like Cleveland did. And then lose all their games. No, I'm not going to say Giants going to lose all their games. I would never disrespect the Giants like that. Yes, I would. But
you ready to say, well, I don't know where you at.
The Giants had some injuries this year, identity crisis this year. But I think he'll do a better job than the coach that was there, that's for sure. That's definitely for sure. Well, you and I could go out there and be a better coach than the coach that they had.
Well, yeah.
And, well, at least we could probably take them 8-8. What do you want? Did you know that the Hawks and the Magics are in last place?
The Hawks and the what?
The Hawks, the Atlanta Hawks, and Orlando Magic are both 14-32. They're in last place.
Wow.
So that means that the Hawks are probably giving away tickets right now, like buy one, get one free. You want to go to Hawks game?
Nah. I'd rather eat dirt.
Is it that one? You have to eat dirt than to go to a Hawks game, man?
Pretty much.
I don't know. We go out there and enjoy ourselves, have a few beers, watch somebody like Boston go play or something like that. Or
I don't know. I probably wouldn't go if it was free.
Really?
Yeah, I probably wouldn't go even if it was free.
I used to know people who had, like, free tickets and stuff, but I don't know where they went.
Ron, I've got a lot of people on my time, on my feed, telling me they can't hear me, and they can't. Guess they can't hear you either.
Really? I can hear you.
Yeah, but I'm talking about on the Facebook feed, not on the – I disconnected the speaker. Because that's where all the feedback was coming from. I tried to turn the volume down. It didn't work. So
your Facebook page?
Yeah, they're on the Facebook page, but they can't hear the dialogue. They can't hear what's being said.
Let me see on my Facebook page. Can everybody hear me on my Facebook page? Just put a thumbs up. What's up, gal?
Can they hear me, though?
Yes, they can. Can everybody hear my co-host? My page.
Do you have a speaker or something where you're
Yes.
My man, Captain Foo. Huh?
Somebody just told me yesterday they can hear you.
I said, are you using a speaker?
Yes, I'm using a speaker.
Okay, I'm just trying to figure out why mine's not working.
But yes, they can hear you.
Okay.
Gal, what your Eagles going to do, man? Y'all going to go ahead and take it this year, or are you just going to be another bust? Because I got some people think that Philadelphia going to lose this one, man. I'm pulling for y'all this time. Even though I'm a Cowboy fan, I'm pulling for Philadelphia this time. Some people probably think I'm losing my mind.
Pretty much.
All right. Everybody say they can hear you. Right? On mines.
Okay.
Yes. They say they can hear you. If anybody want to call in, I know I haven't said this in a while. If you want to call in and talk to us about the game, the upcoming game with the Philadelphia Eagles, I'm surprised I haven't heard from any Philadelphia fans yet. But if you want to call in and talk to us about the upcoming game, Philadelphia Eagles and the New England Patriots, you can give me a telephone call or you can call us at 646-716-9186. Once again, I'll give you the telephone number. That's 646-716-9186. If you'd like to get into the queue, press the number 1. Number 1 will get you in the queue and you can talk to us. Once again, I'm going to do it for all the slow people out there or people running around with kids in school and ain't got no pen or pencil paper in the house. That's 646-716-9186. You want to get into the queue, press number 1. I'm looking to hear from people from Philadelphia.
No, you're not. You'll hear from them Tuesday, next Tuesday when we do the show after the Super Bowl. And they won, you'll hear from them.
Oh, they won't shut up then?
You can't get them to shut up, which would be fine. The lesson to be learned, this is the lesson that everybody want to teach, and I said it at the beginning of the show. Everybody think, especially Philadelphia fans, they feel like everybody hating on them. No, we're not. We're just giving you a taste of what you're going to have to go through if you win the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
You're giving you a taste.
You got to win one first.
When you win it, trust me, everybody going to hate on you. When you win.
Right.
When you win, they hate on you.
Let me tell you one thing about Philadelphia, though. People who in Philadelphia listening right now, you would never hear the Cowboys ever say anymore. If you win this Super Bowl right here, you'll never have to hear us say, you don't win no Super Bowl. So that alone should make y'all want to win something. Y'all only team in the NFC East has not won yet. Yeah, I know Travis is right on a perspective of the game. You got to watch out for the referees and the coaches and the owners and everything else. But this time it's going to be different. I feel it. It's going to be different. Hey, Travis, say it. I'm going on emotion again, right?
Yep.
See? I can't wait now to get on the radio show on Tuesday and say, well, I ain't going to sing the Eagles song because I can't.
Ron, will you stop, man? This what you do? You get on every Tuesday and come with an excuse for why whatever you said win didn't win.
Yeah.
You said it. You do this every week.
Yeah, that's my job.
I'm telling you, I just told you what Philly was going to do. I just told you that. Philly can't play the New England and the refs and Bob Kraft. They can't play all three. They are one-dimensional team. One dimension. Too many folks they got to play. Too many folks.
That's a lot of players. That's a lot of people you got to go against, but you building them up.
In wrestling, it's called a handicap match.
Yeah. It is a handicap match.
Unless your name is The Rock, Stone Cold Steve Austin, Undertaker, I don't think you can win. I don't think you can do it. I think you can't have 3-on-1 and win. I just don't think you can. But like I said, the refs, they gonna keep doing it, and they blatant with it.
Yeah.
Standing right there, they blatant with it, and they'll tell you somehow, some way, that wasn't pass interference or that was pass interference. You looking right at it.
Yeah, they will tell
and
you it's raining.
They still got jobs. They still got jobs. All the refs still got jobs.
Well, there's going to be different refs out there than it was last week. You know that?
Okay.
There's going to be different refs. So it's going to be the best of the best of the best.
All right. Okay.
Best refs Robert Kraft can buy. I mean, money can buy.
Okay.
The Eagles will win. You heard it here. The Eagles will win. Huh?
It's not me. It's the system.
It's the system?
Yeah, it's the system. It's not my equipment. I just unplugged the system and it's doing it on just the regular speakers on the laptop. So it's the system.
Oh yeah. Is it back in the studio?
No, it's not the studio. No, it's not. I just unplugged it. When I unplugged it, I got a ton of feedback. It's coming off the thing here, and I don't know. I'm gonna see if there's a volume on the show or something. Bear with me, people.
Bear with him, people. And I'll explain to you why the Philadelphia Eagles are going to win, why he's playing around with that. I just thought I'd get a rise out of you. That's all.
This guy here.
No reason. I have no rhyme or reason. I just like to get you upset. That's all.
Good for you.
And look. And all the Philly people, they always got to see that. This is what I rep right here. That MLK. That's it right there. Martin Luther King. That's what's going on. You rep your high school. Everybody rep their high school. Go in there. Rep your high school. Is it the board itself, Travis?
No, it's actually the system. It's actually the internet. Because like I said, I unplugged it from the laptop and it's coming right off of everything. So I turned everything off. So it's not gonna let me plug it in and run the show. So I'm going to have to go ahead and drop off of Facebook Live because it looks to like everybody like I'm sitting here talking to myself. That's what it looks like. So I'm going to have to drop off Facebook.
So nobody can even call in.
No, they can't. Then they won't be able to call in. So.
Wow.
And I just took the laptop to the shop last week, and a guy told me that there was nothing wrong with it. So that's why when it started doing this stuff again, I thought it was, you know, maybe it's me again, but no, I can't. It's the system. So,
I'm flashing my school on the screen right now. My high school.
You said splashing some stool on the screen.
Yeah, that's what I said. If that's what you heard, that's.
Nasty SOB.
If that's what you heard, that's it.
All right, well, I'm going to have to drop Facebook Live. I ain't got no choice here because it's not working tonight.
All right. Are you still going to stay on the phone?
Yeah, I guess I can stay on the phone. Once I drop everything else, I can go back to the.
Go back
yeah,
to
I'm
what?
I'm gonna drop Facebook Live, and we'll
see,
go
then
from
you,
there.
Gary Sharp out of Philadelphia. Eagles will win the Super Bowl, like I told you. That's what he said.
When did he say that? Last week, or did he say that like the beginning of the season? Because we all tell everybody our team is going to win.
He did say it a few weeks ago.
Hold on, let me go ahead and tell everybody I got to get off Facebook Live. It's not going to work for me tonight. Go ahead, keep talking, Ron. I just won't be able to hear you, but keep talking.
Okay. Yeah, Gary, I do believe that this is Philadelphia's year. I really do. It's been a long time coming, but this time I see a full package. I see defense, I see offense, I see special teams. Special teams is balling out of control. That's one thing I do see. And they have that winning feeling, not like any other teams y'all had. You figured when Philadelphia played, when you had T.O., you had personality problems and everything else. And then the first year when Philadelphia played against the Oakland Raiders, they played in New Orleans, and I think they thought the Saints was going to show up. Remember when the Saints was the Aints back then? Well, I think they thought the Saints was going to show up, and Oakland showed up and beat the brakes off of them. But this is a whole Eagle team that's different. Like, you remember back in, was that the 80s, when the 76ers had a team that we just knew that they was going to win a championship? I feel it this time for Philadelphia. They overcame all the obstacles, all the odds, and they're balling. I see he's the second best team in the NFC East. Yeah, I know the Cowboys is the first best team. Since you said second best team in the NFC East, I know the Cowboys is the first. But the Cowboys are sitting at home, so there's nothing we can say about that right now. Not at all. But the thing about it is,
there's plenty we can say. There's plenty that you can say. You can stand back there and stick your tongue out and say nanny 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 all you want to, but if you don't hoist that 10 Sunday night, next Sunday night, if you are not hoisting that 10 over your head in joy, if you're not doing that, like I said before, you need to dismantle that whole team.
They're gonna be another bridesmaid. Never a bride.
I'm telling you now, me myself, I could care less if Philly win, and I love if they win, great. Just makes the NFC East complete. We'd be the only division in the league where everybody's got at least one Super Bowl.
Yeah, that's true.
So from that standpoint, I'll take it.
We got to rep our crew.
Rep our crew. The NFC East, we NFC East, we got. I'm in a group called NFC East All Stars. We know what's up. We just got to get Philly on board. Once again, if Philly loses to New England next Sunday, then I propose that we trade and let us have San Francisco and Philly and go to damn California. I don't care.
I have a caller, not a caller, a text that Gary Sharp said that they get married this year. So that means they're going to be bride. They get married this year.
Gay marriage? No, oh, God, did I say that too? Yeah,
I didn't say marriage. I said you stupid. I said they said they are getting married this year.
To what?
You know, we say bridesmaid, never bride. Well, they told me they get
who were you talking about getting married to a Super Bowl trophy?
Yeah.
Yeah, love and hip hop, some stuff. That's what that is.
Love and hip hop.
Mm-hmm.
When they start the fighting and the fussing.
Yeah, they start fighting and fussing. That's all it is. I'm telling you, man, Philadelphia, all jokes aside, let me cut all this out. Philadelphia, I really want y'all to win. I really want you to win, Philly. I'm just playing. Because I'm just doing it because I'm giving y'all the same crap y'all give us every year. Y'all give us the same thing. Even if we, like last year, we went 13-3. We was winning all them games. All I heard was Philadelphia fans. Y'all garbage. Y'all garbage. Y'all ain't going to win nothing. Y'all garbage. Now we give
right.
y'all a taste of it. We give you a taste of it. Not supporting you because you represent the East. Nothing like that. We give y'all, we tell y'all good luck. And y'all spit on us. I'm sorry, but I want you to win. But if you don't, I'm going to be laughing so hard. They're going to take me downtown to Gray to give me some oxygen.
I hear you there. I hear you there.
I'm just keeping it real with you. If you win, great. If you don't, be prepared because it's coming. It's coming. You
yeah.
don't like it, but it's coming. I might design a T-shirt just for after the Super Bowl.
So sad.
Mm-hmm.
So. Hey, being there was no football this weekend, what are we going to do, Travis?
Pro Bowl. There's football this weekend.
And that's not, I'm talking about football, not everybody petting each other.
What is the Pro Bowl, Ron? Gosh, man, you, dang. Okay, what is the Pro Bowl, Ron?
The Pro Bowl is supposed to be the best of the best of the best playing, but they're not going to play hard like it's an NFL game.
You sure about that?
They're not going to play like that.
Oh, okay.
There's too many rules in the Pro Bowls. It's not like regular NFL rules. They have certain things going on in the NFL that you can't, what? What's the
question? Like the fact that you can take an AFC team and put them on the NFC team, take an AFC player and put them on the NFC team. Yeah, I got
it. No, they don't do that anymore. They went back to the AFC, NFC.
When they stopped, I thought they did that last year.
No, last year they won AFC, NFC. They stopped that.
Team Dion, Team Jerry.
Yeah, they stopped that. Yeah, Gary's saying we got the college all-star game. Senior Bowl.
We do? Senior Bowl is Saturday, though. Yeah. Senior Bowl is Saturday.
Right. That's something to do this weekend, though.
I am not going to pop the top on a cold beer for a college game.
I'll pop the top for a cold beer when it starts drizzling out.
That's because you, sir, are an alcoholic.
No, I'm a drunk alcoholic. Go to meetings.
Okay. Yeah. You're a drunk alcoholic then.
No, I'm a drunk alcoholic. Go to meetings. I'm not a quitter.
Mm-hmm.
I went to a meeting one time. They wasn't serving liquor. I had to get out of there.
Yeah, I figured that. Yeah, I got you on that.
Drinking keeps me tolerating my co-host. How about that?
Okay.
That's why I got to stay. I got to stay in that frame of mind.
Yeah, you need to stay somewhere. I don't know where you need to stay, but you need to stay somewhere.
Yeah, but what are you doing this weekend, though? What you got going on?
I was supposed to go to the Pro Bowl this weekend, but that looked like that didn't fail through, too. So, I mean, I just was glad for the opportunity to go to my first playoff game, and I enjoyed it. I was okay with it. And so I'm okay. I'm just really kind of disappointed because I wanted to go to Orlando. I also wanted to see my niece. And her little baby girl.
Yeah.
And I wanted to do some things like that, and I couldn't. So it is kind of frustrating. It is very frustrating at times. So
that's all right. This is going to be a get everything you need to get done weekend. I don't know. Well, I still don't understand why they won't just, like, have the Super Bowl on a Saturday. Wouldn't
why
it be so much?
Is that, what you, is that your question?
Yeah.
That would probably be something I would think of. I think Sunday night game, You know, a lot of people have to take off work because they plan to get drunk. They plan to do everything else. And I'm kind of in agreement with you on that one.
Yeah, who the heck wants to go to work on a Monday after a Super Bowl?
That's a good question. Now, if you do it on a Saturday, it'll probably tell you, everybody will say, well, it interferes with me going to church on Sundays. There's just so many different excuses.
Well, maybe there's we so need to get with, if we get with Robert Kraft, he could change it.
Well, you know, there was talk at one time about making Super Bowl a pay-per-view event.
Are you serious?
Oh, hell yeah. They talked about that like 5-6 years ago. They were talking about turning it into a pay-per-view event. Because I guess the NFL don't feel like just watching on TV. They don't make enough money. I figured they want you to start paying for it on pay-per-view.
Well, even if you paid on pay-per-view, just like we do, we'd be at a doggone sports bar. They would probably charge $10 to $15, $25 to get in. They serve some food. They make a whole killing full of money, and we get to hang around with them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because I'll probably end up going to Empire if I don't get invited to no Super Bowl party.
Well, you get invited to some Super Bowl parties. I know one person in particular will probably throw something. That's Valerie Vi. I know she'll do it.
We'll see.
I know she'll throw something, and she'll get us over there. But I've had two invites, so it really doesn't bother me. I've had two invites.
I haven't had none. That's weird.
Yeah, give it some time, bro. Super Bowl's 2 weeks away, almost 2 weeks away. You got time.
And so I'm more paying attention to my party than I am Super Bowl party.
All right. Well, once again, ladies and gentlemen, I know y'all can't hear me talk on the show. So what I will do is, Ron, I think instead of sitting there wasting our time on this, we can go ahead and end this if you want to. I just think it's really a waste of time because I can't, the system is not letting me communicate through the system. I got to call in on a phone line. And then with that being said, I got to find out why this speaker gets so much feedback. I got to figure this out. So I don't have time to try to do maintenance repairs during the show. So it works for everything else, but it just don't work for the show. I don't get that. It works everything else. But
okay. It
is what it is. So having said all that, Brother Ron, I wanted to do some news around the league, but I guess we can wait. That's some off-season stuff anyway, off-season acquisitions that's going to be going on. We can kind of hit on that in the off season if we, you know, if we're going to be doing the show in the off season. We can go ahead and tell everybody good night, Ron. And if you got anything that you need to say, I'll go ahead and let you close it out. And once again, my apologies for the technical difficulties, but it seems like I've been having that all year. So I'm going to have to figure out a new strategy here on this system. So, catch you guys next week. Hopefully we may do a show after before the Pro Bowl Sunday. We may do a show then. I'm pretty sure we will. Pro Bowl starts at 6:30, so I don't think we'll be able to do an 8 o'clock show. We might, if you want to try to do it, and hopefully I have the system back up and running.
I'll be watching the game.
All right, Ron, so we close them out.
All right, everybody, thanks for listening in to Talk DCX Sports with Travis and Ron. Sorry for the technical difficulties, so we're going to get out of here a little bit tonight. I'd like to thank everybody for listening. Thank you for your feedback, Felicia, Gary, Barry. I know I'm going to forget a few names, but I still do appreciate you guys listening in. And we'll talk back at you soon. Peace.
Have a wonderful evening.